Penn, and you are a Microsoft employee.
Yes.
And where do you work at Microsoft?
I work on the Silverlight team. I'm a program manager focusing on advertising and monetization strategies.
Great. And you have a very sophisticated Christmas light setup. Tell me a little bit about this. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it about 3 years now. I started out with around 5,000 lights 3 years ago, went to almost 10,000 last year. And this year I was just under 17,000.
How long does it take you to set that up?
It probably took about 40 hours or so to actually put the lights up. But there's a lot of programming or sequencing, as they call it, mm-hmm. of the music to the lights. And that took around 80 to 90 hours this year.
And when do you normally start this?
I start prepping as far as buying lights cheap after Christmas.
Yeah.
In the springtime.
Get it during the sales.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And in April, I start doing a little bit more planning as far as how much more hardware I need and get that on sale. And then just kind of building out until mid-October.
How long does it take to sequence like a minute of audio?
It's about 3 hours a minute.
Wow.
But it gets exponentially larger as long as you add more lighting channels to it.
Mm-hmm. And you have like you can pull up and tune your radio too. So what are you doing to accomplish that?
Yeah, so I basically bought just a small radio station kit off the internet, off eBay. I think it was like $150, and it transmits mm-hmm. a couple hundred feet, which is just enough to get from the house out to the road for people.
Yeah. And what's the software you're using here?
The software here is called Lightorama. Lightorama is the manufacturer of the hardware, and they have this corresponding software. And it's basically just kind of a glorified spreadsheet in a lot of ways. Across the top here, we have a timeline, and I can actually show the waveform of the audio here. And along the column here on the left, you basically have a list of all the lights. And as you can see here, I've got 80 different lighting channels. And to program it, you basically just choose one of the tools at the top. For example, this one is on. And if I want to turn this particular light on for this duration, it's just that simple.
And over on the right there, it looks like your house.
Yeah, so basically the software allows you to take a photograph of your house and then overlay roughly, I'm not a very good artist here, but allows you to overlay roughly what your lights will look like. So then when you go ahead and, you know, test things out, you can roughly see what it's going to look like without having your whole show set up.
That's
so
great.
It's very, very helpful.
And what's the music that you went with this year?
I've got about five different tunes. The one we're just listening to is a Depeche Mode cover where they changed the words and kind of did Jingle Bells.
Yeah. Cool. And something new this year is you have a website for it.
Yes, yes.
Where do people find it?
It's at penlights.com, and that's pen with two N's.
Excellent. And it's a Silverlight site.
Absolutely.
And it shows some kind of interesting statistics on there, too, like how much it costs you and whether they're on or not.
Exactly, yeah. There's a bunch of statistics. People are always asking me, how much does it cost? How much is the electric? How much do you spend? How many amps and watts are you pulling? And so I've kind of tried to put all that information up there.
Great. And what's on tap for next year?
Right now I'm kind of frustrated with the snow and the damage it's caused, but...
Yeah, well, we had hoped to have this up for Christmas, but there's this thing in Western Washington called a blizzard, so we had to postpone a little bit. But
exactly.
Thanks so much for having us out.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Open sleigh.